out of all of this, as horrible as it's been, I've seen the kindness of people yet again and how amazing they can be to me and John and the kids. So, yeah.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Last time we caught up with Willa Arantz, we talked of the incredible impact her regional business has had on the dining landscape and the adversity and little triumphs of negating COVID. But Willa has had much greater adversities since then, diagnosed with a rare brain tumour. Willa, it's an absolute honour to have you back on the show.
Oh, look, it's my honour. You're so well respected and I'd listen to your podcast a lot, so thank you.
You've had a pretty rough trot lately, but how are things at the moment?
Look, good. I have had a rough trot. I lost my dad last year and the next day I got diagnosed with a brain tumour, so it was a very horrible weekend. They didn't really know what it was back then. They thought it was benign, but actually it turns out it probably would have been worse had it been benign, because it would have been a degenerative brain tumour. but I've come out the other end exactly a year ago since my diagnosis, and I spent about 10 months doing treatment and, you know, surgeries and stuff like that. So, and after my radiology or radiotherapy and my surgery, obviously first, then the radiotherapy, they said the tumour was gone, which is fantastic. So they just did chemo to kind of mop up anything that was lying around. In saying that, though, my tumour was a medulloblastoma, which is generally only in children, so I didn't have a lot to go on how to treat me. And so, yeah, I got the tumour they got was called a Sonic the Hedgehog, because it looks like that, so must have been ugly. But, yeah, so I had the surgery, which is full-on brain surgery, which I actually can't believe I did in hindsight, followed by 33 treatments of radiation, and that's when the tumour disappeared completely. Like, they got most of it in the operation, but there was a little bit left. And then I had four really, really full-on treatments of chemotherapy, one, like, 3 days every month, 4 days every month for 4 months, and just because that's what they give to children, so they gave me the same protocol. And apparently children can handle a lot more than adults can, so it was pretty brutal. I've been like sick for 10 months, like as in vomiting every day. So for 10 months, it's getting better now, but yeah, it's gone. So that's the main thing.
It's unimaginable what you've gone through. What sort of got you through that period and onto the other side, as you say?
Look, I think my doctors and surgeons and everyone were really positive about my outcome. So I just didn't even think that I'd be sick beyond a year. I just was like, I'll be fine. And I think getting that then all clear, basically, after my radiotherapy was really good for my recovery in terms of my mental state, just because I didn't – it's gone, you know. So I was just like, oh, I've got to do this for the thing, but to get, you know, keep it away. So I think that was good. But I did a lot of meditation. It sounds silly, but, you know, I'm not a woo-woo person, but I'd done a lot. I'd done a lot anyway, just because it was helped me some anxiety over, you know, COVID and all that stuff. And I think that really helped. I think it does sound woo-woo, but I think it really trained my brain to kind of get rid of it. Everything I wished for, I mean, obviously I'd wish for a brain tumor, but once I'd got that, everything I wished for came true. So they got me a surgery and they were like, oh, we didn't get as much as we thought. And I had two great surgeons. I was very lucky. And we're going to put you in for a third surgery. And I was like, oh, God, I really don't want that. And I just sort of meditated on it and kind of got this mantra going in my head just because I was like, Willa's not going to have surgery. Willa's not going to have surgery. And I came in as I was about to be wheeled into surgery, and I was the last one of the day, and I was like, they're not going to be on the game. I really don't want this. And they said, oh, well, actually, we've had a look at your mapping MRI, and you don't need the second surgery for today. And I was like, and I never need it again. I thought it must have been swelling. Yeah. And there are heaps of little stories like that. Like, I was really, really ill from the chemo at the end, and my doctor was in Japan, and like he was holidaying in Japan. And I was under another doctor who was great as well. And he just said, I don't think we'll give you that last bit of chemotherapy because we've given you enough. And you're like, have no immunity, and it would just would have absolutely screwed me. So, and I sort of meditated on that too, going, please, no more chemo, no more chemo, no more chemo, no more. And that was it. I was done. So, and as I said, there was lots of little things like that that went on during the. So, yeah, I think meditation, having a bit of a like will to not get things, it worked in my favor. I can't explain it.
That is extraordinary. You are somewhat of a local legend, having created one of Australia's best regional restaurants and now regional bakery. What's the local community and support been like for you over the last year going through this?
Honestly, amazing. I mean, I've never experienced the kindness of people I know and strangers as well. Like, I put up a post when I finished chemo, when they told me I didn't have to do any more. And they said, I mean, I got like 2,500 likes. And I mean, I didn't care about that. It's more just I wanted to explain to customers where I've been, because they do, you know, they're great to us. And, you know, how hard Sean worked, because he's had to look after me. And the shop, I can't do anything. I'm starting to now, but I couldn't. So I put it out for the customers and just say thank you, because I get a lot of people in the shop saying, how's Willa, blah, blah. And the response I got was incredible. People I've never even met before, and local people just saying the most gorgeous things. And it's, you know, and then my friends, I've got a really good group of friends here. They all did things like, clean my house, come visit me just for a talk, take the kids to school, all that sort of stuff, like really amazing. So I'm out of all of this, as horrible as it's been, I've seen the kindness of people yet again, and how amazing they can be to me and John and the kids. So, yeah.
Running a hospitality business is incredibly tough at the best of times, let alone the adversities that you've had in the last year. How have you managed, you know, a family business? And you mentioned that you're starting to do things again. What's it been like?
Well, I haven't really been able to go in at all. I do the Instagram, and I did that right the way through, even if it made me feel sick. Well, it had to be done, because as last year, well, and it's still sort of going on, business has been really tough. So that was kind of like insult to injury. But Sean works really 7 days a week. He's at work now. He would have gone to work at 3 o'clock this morning, gets home about lunchtime. And so so it has been tough, but we've, like I said, we've had so much help with people. I had a GoFundMe, which just blew me away. It's almost embarrassing, to be honest. And, yeah, I'm starting to do things like do newsletters and order, you know, boxes and stickers and things like that. But I can't work in the bakery. I have a really terrible indention trauma in my left arm, which basically means I can't even pick something up without throwing it across the room sort of thing. So it's quite – I'm going to have to – either retrain, or I don't know what I'll do yet. Maybe become a meditation teacher.
I think you would be good at that. How does it feel for you sort of taking those steps back into doing things and getting some normalcy back in your life really slowly?
Look, it's great, to be honest, because I really love what I do. And it's been really difficult not being able to step in and say things. And I was saying to Sean, you know, what about this? And he's like, we can only do so much. I'm like, okay, fine, you know. So it's been really hard for me to hold back on what I think should be being done and just get over it and let them be, because we've got amazing staff, like amazing staff. And so, yeah, getting back into it is exciting for me, but the reality is I won't be able to do hospitality anymore, and just because my arms, unless something miraculous happens when I do physio. But if I can walk and do, like, my background sort of marketing stuff, I paint as well on the side. That was where I was going when this all happened. I was sort of taking myself out of business so I could do that. And, yeah, and we're lucky we've got a really good bookkeeper who we employed, so I could do that. And she's been amazing for this. She's cleaned everything up and, yeah, helped us get on track. So that's good.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned your artwork, because people can look at it on Instagram at Willa Arantz Art, and there's some stunning things there. Is that something that you're able to get back into?
I hope so. I think so. My styles have changed quite a bit, just because I've got one. I mean, it's not useless, but I can't really do anything with that one arm that does do anything. The other one is still a bit shaky. So it'll be much more kind of loose, which I've always wanted to do. So it's a blessing to be able to do that, I think. But I will miss doing my oysters and sardines and stuff in the way I used
They're
to.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I love them. I just love painting them. They've got so much character and colour. But I started off with self-portrait, and then I got into chemo and I couldn't do anything. I was in bedridden for 4 months. So I'm working myself up to it.
What sort of impact has this traumatic sort of year and a half had on you and the way you sort of view your life and what you want to do moving forward? Do you see everything a bit differently?
Yeah, look, I do. I mean, I think people say when they've had something like this happen that their whole life changes and they want to move to a farm, and I don't, you know, that's a big change in life. Mine hasn't been like that. I certainly have big changes in different things, like my kids. I really make an effort to pay attention to them when they're doing stuff, and to my 8-year-old daughter, I'm just boring because I can't play. it has changed me. Having a business, I must say, keeps you pretty focused on that, because without that we can't live. And I, you know, I'm worried about Sean and how much he's taken on with this. So it hasn't given us the epiphany to, like, up sticks and just go to the Gold Coast or something. You know, just I want to live my life here. But I also am conscious that if it's not working, and then we've got to go, you know. So, but I couldn't leave my friends, I don't think, now, and the business. It's too much. But, yeah, it has – I'm much softer, I think. My mum seems to think so. She lives here and takes me to a lot of appointments. So we spend a lot of time together. And I've definitely got to the point where if I think someone doesn't like me or is including us in certain things, you know, in business and stuff, I just think, oh, stuff, I don't care. I just can do it. We'll just keep doing what we do. We're not mean people. We're not greedy, you know, so we're doing things right. And if people don't like it, then stuff it.
Well, Willa, it's such a pleasure to talk to you today and get you back on the show. Your original episode was one of my favourite of all time. So,
I was pretty full on. I was pretty angry.
It was. Please keep in touch. Look forward to seeing the artwork that prevails, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Huck. It's lovely to speak to you again too. And I'm glad I'm out the other side, so I'll be here for a while.
Amazing.
Okay. Have a great. You too. See you later.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Stay tuned as we take a deep dive into the lives of the incredible people who ply their trade in the food and hospitality sector. Special thanks to executive producer Rob Locke for making this all happen. Follow us on Instagram at Deep in the Weeds Podcast or email us at podcast@deepintheweeds.com.au. Stay safe and be well.